Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And when I say At Your Service, I'm not just saying that as the name of the show. That's literally what we do here at Camo X. And for the next 3 hours, I will be at your service. You know, normally I'm in as a legal analyst. Tonight, though, we're going to be talking about, we'll talk some legal issues because I can't. It's like moth to a flame. I can't stay away from some legal issues, but we're going to be talking about lots of things. We've got interviews this evening. We've got news of the day. We've got your calls and texts. So we're going to have an interview here coming up in a few minutes, but if you'd like to text us at any time during the show, text line, same as the phone line, 314-436-7900. And after the interview, later this hour, we'll be opening up the phone lines to hear from you. Again, normally I'm the legal analyst, my law firm, Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. But you know what? Normally I charge clients thousands of dollars. You get to hear this for absolutely free. That's right, you do. So what a bargain is that? And you don't even have to claim this on your income tax. That is free legal advice right there. It's already worth your time to listen this evening to KMOX. One of the things I was on Campbell X earlier talking about this week was the Bill Cosby decision. And you know it by now. You've heard about it. He was completely released from prison. And the reason why I bring this up, this is obviously an emotionally charged situation. And while I certainly agree that legally he should have been released from prison under the Fifth Amendment, there's just a lot of emotion related to releasing a guy who, by his own admission, he took advantage of many women, probably broke the law, did things that were just not good. Okay, but face it, here's what you are secretly excited about, just as I am. Aren't you really looking forward to seeing how Kenan Thompson on Saturday Night Live will handle the Bill Cosby release? Now, face it, you know, Saturday Night Live hasn't been all that funny the last few years, but Kenan Thompson is going to kill it when it comes to doing Bill Cosby getting released from prison. He's going to kill it. So I will watch SNL. I mean, I haven't watched SNL regularly for years, but I'm going to watch it just because I want to see what Kenan Thompson has to say about Bill Cosby being released from prison. I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And the other thing that's good, I just want to mention this here before we go to a break, and that is hot dogs. Hot dogs. You know, I saw a petition today that Heinz is starting this petition to make hot dogs and buns come in equal packs. Now, what am I talking about? You know, if you've ever bought hot dogs at the grocery store, the package of hot dogs has like 8 hot dogs in it, and the buns has like 12. So what are you supposed to do when you got hot dogs with 8 and you've got 12 buns? What are you supposed to do with that? And so Heinz is starting this petition to make hot dogs and hot dog buns come in equal packs. And I got to tell you, as I'm reading through this petition, what was ringing in my head was Steve Martin's great scene in Father of the Bride, where he faced the exact same situation, and it went something like this.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I want to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns to go with them. But no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need. So I am removing the superfluous buns.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to pay for all 12 buns. They're not marked individually.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public. Because they think the American public is a bunch of trusting nitwits who'll pay for things
security.
They don't need rather than make a stink. Well, they're not ripping off this nitwit anymore because I'm not paying for one more thing I don't need. George Banks is saying no!
Who's George Banks?
Me!
Now, didn't that cross your mind? If you've seen that movie, you understand, you can relate to the frustration. I literally went through this a week ago because for 4th of July, my 94-year-old mother-in-law said she wanted hot dogs. Okay, she wanted hot dogs on the 4th of July. So I go get the hot dog buns. I go get the hot dogs. There's 8 hot dogs in the package and 12 buns in the hot dog bun package. And so I could so relate to Steve Martin wanting to rip the extra hot dog buns out of the package and just buy 2/3 of the package because that is all you need. So Heinz, which of course makes neither hot dogs nor buns, they've got a vested interest here. And we can be honest about that. They want to sell more ketchup because that's what goes on hot dogs. So if you want to check out that petition, just Google Heinz petition hot dog buns and you will be directed to that petition. I'm going to sign up tomorrow to make it mandatory. You know what? Talk about federal regulation here, folks. We should require that hot dog buns and hot dogs have the same number of units. Folks, it's the American way. It's hot dogs. It's the standard for America. Now is the time to take a stand. Speaking of taking a stand, when we come back from this break, you know, we're going to talk to the co-founder of Greenpeace. His name is Dr. Patrick Moore. He's the co-founder of Greenpeace, former president of Greenpeace. And he has some shocking things to say about the environment and is shocking because he disagrees with all of the former folks that he worked with at Greenpeace. And so his opinions, I think, have incredible merit and are extremely relevant for today's audience. Brad Young, at your service here on Camo X. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to KMOX at your service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And every day you hear the same thing that I do. We hear all of these dire warnings about global warming, the melting of the ice caps, the destruction of our environment, dogs and cats living together. I mean, we hear all of these things every single day, but what are we to believe or not to believe? So joining us this evening is the co-founder of Greenpeace and the longtime president of Greenpeace Canada, Dr. Patrick Moore, author of the new book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and the Threats of Doom. Dr. Patrick Moore, thanks for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Thanks for having me on, Brad. Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, too. And before we get into the specifics of your book, and I want to go through a lot of that, but I want to just lay the foundation. You're the co-founder of Greenpeace and the longtime president of Greenpeace Canada. Just tell us a little bit about your background in the environmental movement.
I grew up on the north end of Vancouver Island in the wilderness, where I learned to love nature as a child. And I didn't really have the science, but I had the feeling. And when I went to university, I excelled in life science and biology, biochemistry, genetics. And then I discovered there was this word called ecology, which had not yet been printed in the popular media. It was a word unknown to the public and only to a few scientists at that time. But it soon, of course, became very popular. And at that time, they were already talking about the environment a lot. This is the late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about this group that was meeting in a church basement named the Don't Make a Wave Committee. I joined it, and we eventually became Greenpeace. And I spent the next 15 years full-time in the top committee as a PhD ecologist, more or less the expert on the environmental side of things, amongst a group not too many of whom had formal science education, but were committed to do things to save the planet. And we stopped U.S. hydrogen bomb testing. We stopped French atmospheric nuclear testing. Then we switched to going against the slaughter of 30,000 whales every year in the deep sea by the Russians and Japanese, and we beat them. It took 5 years to do it. And then we went on mainly to the toxics campaigns. At that point, the rivers of Europe in particular were pretty near dead from factories all up and down the main rivers, the Rhine and the Elbe and those rivers and the Thames in England. And we went and plugged the pipes of the factories that were dumping poison into the rivers. And actually there's fish living in all those rivers today. They're healthy rivers. So we did a lot. But by 1985, I had to leave because...
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question to you, Dr. Moore. And that is that you've spent a lot of time with Greenpeace. You've laid the foundation of your background. But at some point, you left Greenpeace. Why did that happen?
I left Greenpeace partly because it was basically hijacked by the political left, who saw now that you could make a lot of money and fame in the environmental movement. We had just been volunteers in the beginning, and a lot of people didn't understand what we were doing. But by that time, it was 15 years later, and we were well established, and we were bringing in a lot of money, and we had 2,000 employees by that time, and it had sort of turned into a business. And we the political people were more astute at politics than most of us who were just basically environmentalists at heart. And so there was that aspect. And also by this time, the environmental movement people were beginning to characterize humans as the enemies of nature, the enemies of the earth. And I don't believe that for a second. Human beings are part of nature. We evolved like all the other species on this earth did by surviving through incredible changes and surviving among all the other species, some of which are not too friendly, like the diseases and the predators and things like that. So we earned our place on this planet just like all the other species which are with us on it today. And there was that. But then because my fellow directors in Greenpeace International, which we'd created some years earlier, didn't have any formal science education, they decided that we should have a campaign to ban chlorine worldwide. And yes, chlorine can be poisonous, but chlorine is also the most important element of all the elements for public health and medicine. Adding it to drinking water, spas, and pools was the biggest advance in the history of preventing communicable diseases from waterborne communicable diseases like cholera. And also, our medicines, 85% of them are made with chlorine chemistry, and 25% of them actually have chlorine in them. And not only that, table salt, sodium chloride, is an essential nutrient for life.
Yes, it is.
So chlorine isn't all bad, you know. And so I said, maybe we should have a little more nuanced approach to this. And
you're
I fell
a wise,
on deaf ears.
Yeah, you're a wise man. We're talking to the co-founder and longtime president of Greenpeace Canada, Dr. Patrick Moore, author of the new book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and the Threats of Doom. Now, Dr. Moore, your book highlights several so-called catastrophes that we often hear about. But now I'm going to go through those in a moment. But there seems to be one common thread throughout a lot of these so-called catastrophes, that most of these catastrophes are beyond the ability of most folks to see these events actually occurring. So explain this connection between a lot of the events that you highlight in your book.
Well, virtually all, if not all, scare stories today are based on things that are either invisible, like carbon dioxide and radiation, or just don't exist, like every scary thing is supposed to come out. I mean, don't have a name, can't exist, because everything has a name. And so there's that. Then things that are so remote, like polar bears, coral reefs, and the so-called Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which actually does not exist, even though they say it's twice the size of Texas. But nobody could see it, of course, from the beach because it's way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And they just make up lies about this thing. You take a satellite photograph from outer space, there is no garbage patch out there, just the Hawaiian Islands and Tahiti and Fiji and stuff. So they make up stories about things that no normal person can verify for themselves. And the beginning of science is observation, observing something. Like religion doesn't depend on being able to see the creator, but science does depend on being able to see cause and effect among things that are actually happening in the real world. And so if the average person can't check for themselves to see if they're being told the truth, then any scare story can be made up about mm-hmm. these things. And so the politicians, like almost all the scientists, pretty well 100% of the scientists working in climate change, are working on taxpayer money. So the people who are deciding to give them that money are basically the bureaucrats and politicians in government. And the politicians want stories they can tell people so that they can save their children from certain doom in the future. So climate change is a great one for that. And then, of course, there's the media sensation to make advertising revenue. And then there's the environmental movement, which basically has been completely hijacked by opportunists who are using these scare stories. And when I left Greenpeace, here's what I said. I'm going to be a sensible environmentalist, basing my policies on science and logic, not on sensationalism, misinformation, and fear, which is what the extremists are using in every case. They're trying to scare people into opening up their wallets and sending big donations and voting for certain politicians and listening to all this crap on the media that comes out today. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Good. We're good for you, Dr. Moore. We're talking to the co-founder and longtime president of Greenpeace Canada, Dr. Patrick Moore, a guy that I've been following his career for a long time. I've read several of his publications. He's the author of the new book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and the Threats of Doom. So in the few minutes we have left, I want to go through some of the specific things that you categorize in your book, Dr. Moore. For example, you analyze evidence related to what we often hear about the pending death of the Great Barrier Reef and the death, in fact, of all coral reefs. What did your research find out about this particular claim?
Well, with regard specifically to the Great Barrier Reef, which is being picked on these days because it's underwater and off the coast of Australia, where not that many people can go and see it for themselves. But there was a major bleaching event of the Great Barrier Reef, particularly in the north, in 2016, so 4 years ago. That reef has completely recovered from the bleaching. They make it out as if bleaching is death, when in fact, bleach is not the death of the coral. Bleaching is just the expulsion of the plankton that the coral have inside them. It is a symbiotic union between an animal and a plant, and the plant is sometimes expelled by the animal. And because coral is made of calcium carbonate, otherwise known as limestone, which is white, it looks bleached. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as bleaching your clothes, or being bleached by the sun. Completely different meaning of bleach. So people think of bleach as being chlorine, which is poisonous if it's an element. And so they use this word to make it appear as though that means the reef is dying, when it doesn't. The reefs almost always recover from bleaching events. The Great Coral Reef is in perfect health, but they are still pushing this narrative.
Amazing.
Even Australian scientists are doing it in order to get grant money to study the reef, as if that's going to save it for them getting all kinds of money to study it. So you've got that going on with the Great Barrier Reef. But the truth is, north of Australia, in Indonesia, where the oceans are much warmer, where the highest biodiversity of coral and marine reef fishes are to be found. In fact, the highest biodiversity of coral in the world is found in the warmest oceans in the world. If the ocean a little more than are now, as a lot of people don't realize, actually in the Pleistocene Ice Age, in an interglacial period of it today for the last 10,000 years. But I won't go into the whole, 3 billion
Thank you.
Years
yeah,
of history,
we're on a little bit of a time crunch here, Dr. Moore. But I want to move on to another topic, if you don't mind, because this is my favorite. This is my favorite above all claims, and that is what we hear from the extremist environmentalists. And I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm an avid hunter. I've spent my entire life outdoors. Anyone wants to protect the environment. But what we hear from the extremists is the claim that climate change is killing the polar bears. And the reason why this is my favorite story, Dr. Moore, is this. Isn't the exact opposite actually happening?
Yes, the exact opposite is happening for a very specific reason, which nobody is ever told or informed about. And that is, in 1973, the world governments around the pole were told that the polar bears were endangered by overhunting. So they passed an international treaty in that year to end the unrestricted hunting of polar bears. Since then, the polar bear population has grown from somewhere between 8 and 10,000 to somewhere between 30 and 50,000. The polar bear is perfectly happy, and a little bit of melting of the Arctic ice in the summer is actually beneficial to the polar bear, because the sea needs sunlight to grow plankton, to grow fish, to grow seals, to grow bears. Because the bears are only hunting seals in the winter, when the ice covers the whole Arctic, and still does today. Mm-hmm. It covers the whole Arctic Sea and then some. So there's no issue with polar bears going extinct. The funny thing is, the great irony is, polar bears wouldn't exist if it weren't for climate change, because the European brown bear, back in the day when there was no ice on the North Pole, which was only 3 million years ago, it's only 3 million years ago. And because the ice age came on, the ice formed on the Arctic, and that created a habitat where the brown bears could go and hunt seals. Mm-hmm. And they separated into two separate groups whereas the brown bears that were hunting seals became polar bears because it made sense to evolve to become white and to evolve to have a more carnivorous-based diet system in their bodies, digestive system. So they diverged from each other and became distinct because of climate change, not in spite of it.
Interesting. That's something we never hear. And we're talking to the co-founder and longtime president of Greenpeace Canada, Dr. Patrick Moore, who is the author of the new book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. And Dr. Moore, the last question I have for you this evening, and I think it's very timely, because even this week I've been hearing a lot of stories about the forest fires, particularly in California area. And it's extremely relevant. What's the truth? Because we're told that these forest fires are being caused by out-of-control climate change. But what's the truth about the cause of these forest fires, predominantly and particularly in California?
There's two factors. Well, three, if you realize that the southwest of the United States is typically very dry. So forest fire conditions exist in many different summers. Secondly, forest fires have been happening since forests first evolved 350 million years ago, usually by lightning strikes. But today you have campfires, cigarette butts, arson, and so there's lots of reason, and also electrical power lines, which has caused the fire in California that burnt down the city of Paradise, or the town of Paradise, where about 90 people died. But you look at the picture in my book of the aftermath of the Paradise Fire, and you will see that they left needle trees, like coniferous trees, right up next to all the houses, the native vegetation. No wonder that they burnt down, mm-hmm. because those kind of trees are pitchy. What you want in around settlements of human beings is you want lots of open area, lots of broadleaf trees like maples and oaks, which aren't pitchy and don't burn like that. So it's about forest management. It's about clearing out the deadwood. The native people of Australia who arrived there 60,000 years ago, and the native people of North America who arrived here 15,000 years ago, learned to prevent fire while burning. Burn in the spring when it's cool and moist so the fire doesn't get away and it burns off the deadwood and the dry grass from the previous year. And then you don't have these catastrophic fires developing, which are the result of a 10, 20-year buildup of fuel wood and not mm-hmm. cutting enough trees. And, you know, you could make some wooden paper out of those trees if you thinned them out a little bit more, and that would reduce the risk of these fires. You can never stop forest fires altogether.
No.
But you can really, really reduce the threat to human beings as a result of them.
Right, but the extreme environmentalists are saying that you can't clear out any of that wood because, my goodness, those are trees and they have to be preserved, not understanding that their attempts to preserve these forests are the very activities that are causing their destruction.
That is right, because the urban greens have gained control of forest management, and they haven't got a frickin' clue about forest ecology or biology or evolution or any of the other factors that go into really knowing about what to do. But if they don't believe that the native people who lived here, the First Nations and the American Indians and the Aborigines of Australia, they knew what they were doing, and they did it for thousands of years, and they prevented these fires, and they didn't have the tools we do. They don't have machines that can help thin the forests and do this work, and we got the money to do it too. So there's no excuse except for people are letting the wrong people make the decisions about these things.
Folks, you can see why I really enjoy Dr. Patrick Moore. He's authoritative, he's knowledgeable, he's educated, and plus he's what I call plucky. You know, he doesn't back down from a fight. And he's the author of the new book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. So, Dr. Moore, where can people buy your book and find out more about your analysis of environmental trends like you've been discussing right here this evening on KMOX?
My book has 11 chapters on 11 different subjects where you'll see fake invisible catastrophes and threats of doom in action. It's available on Amazon in every country, and it's in four formats. It's a Kindle, in other words, an e-book for real little bit of hardly any money. It's in a paperback. It's in an audio book, also very, very, very reasonably priced. And it's also in a hardcover for people who like that.
Excellent. Dr. Patrick Moore, hey, thanks for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Anytime, Brad. Please give me another chance to talk about some of the other 11 things.
You can count on it, my friend. I will be reaching out to you again. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much.
What do you think about this? I mean, Dr. Moore lays out things that you've probably never heard before, and he's got the science to back it up, and he understands the ins and the outs of the Greenpeace movement that's been really lying to us for years and years. What do you think about some of the things that Dr. Moore had to say? Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. We would love to hear from you this evening here on At Your Service on KMOX on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Very timely song, Pressure. We get pressure all the time from these environmentalists that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But it truly isn't, and that's why I appreciated having Dr. Moore on. But, you know, I also enjoy opposing views. Hey, Victor, welcome to KMOX. Thanks for calling in.
I don't have opposing views. I heard, you know, that he sold out to be a spokesman for corporations, you know, for money. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if there's any other scientists, you know, that's in his corner. Is he by himself, or is there any other ones that's backing him? Because I've done some reading on it, and I really can't find a whole lot of other people.
Well, there are. And you know what? That's the problem, Victor. And the problem is you only hear the mainstream media only tells you of the scientists that agree with their position. So if you go out and research these issues, there's lots of science. You know, there was a couple of years ago, there was a research paper that was signed by hundreds of climatologists talking about how everything we're hearing about global warming today is a lie. But you don't hear about that. The guy who's the founder of the Weather Channel, he invented the Weather Channel. He came out and said, everything we hear about global warming is a lie. These are natural progressions. It doesn't mean that the world isn't getting warmer, but what these other scientists are saying is that these are natural trends that have been existing for thousands of years, and it's not because you want to drive a Cadillac Escalade that the polar ice caps are melting. So, yes, I would encourage you to look into other sources like Dr. Patrick Moore, because there are lots of scientists that back up those positions. You just don't hear about them if you watch or listen to the mainstream media.
I know that. I just wondered if you had the name of the paper or what publication it was out of, because I would like to do a little more reading.
Yep, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the Heartland Institute. You can Google the Heartland Institute, because that's an institute that has lots of other scientists that publish thoroughly vetted and peer-reviewed research papers on these issues. You just don't hear about it if you watch the CBS Evening News. So it's called the Heartland Institute, and I promise you, Victor, you'll find a lot more information there that will put you at ease regarding the opinions expressed by Dr. Moore.
Well, I agree. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly with what he's saying. I just want something to be able to come back at some of these nuts that keep saying it.
That's right. Good for you, Victor. Keep up the fight, my friend, and check out the Heartland Institute. Appreciate you calling in this evening on KMOX.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. Hey, when we come back, we've got some more folks holding on the phone. We got to take a break here because, listen, I charge KMOX an enormous amount of money. So we've got to do some commercials here to pay my confiscatorily high fees. But when we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 314-436-7900. Brad Young, at your service on KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in this evening. Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. Lots of folks calling in this evening. Feel free to do so. Talking about global warming, fact or fiction. Hey, Ron, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brad, for having your guest on there.
Sure.
I want to make about 6 points. I'll make them very brief and to the point.
Be fast.
Where we now live were once glaciers. Monument Valley and the Great Basin were seas long before we came on the scene. Did the alarmists ever hear the decade-long Oklahoma Dust Bowl in the 1930s, long before we had all the carbon in the air?
No. See, that all global warming started whenever you bought an SUV.
Right,
that's how this works, Ron. Don't you know?
Right,
haven't you been reading?
Right. Good news. If the world is to end in 12 years, no need to be concerned about Social Security scheduled to the dial in 20.
You're exactly right.
I offer my humble observation. It is not the oceans threatening to envelop our coast, but the weight of national obesity sinking the country.
Mm, true.
And you know who Joseph Goebbels was. He would marvel at the Green Campaign.
It is propaganda.
Yeah. Two more points.
Make it fast.
Cautioning about certitude, Oliver Wendell Holmes, I believe, said, "We have been so positive about so many things that turned out not to be true." And finally, as a sick time survivor of the L.A. freeway, I can manage climate alterations, but it's doubtful we can withstand money extracted from our pockets like a whirlwind cyclone to finance projects others profit from and that provide minute climate modification.
Ron, you are a wise man, my friend. Hey, I appreciate you calling in this evening on KMOX.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, great. Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. And we've got Fred on the line. Hey, Fred, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you, Brad. I'm a first-time caller for KMOX, a long, long-time listener.
Good for you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Listen, global warming's debunk. When I was a young kid in the 70s, I remember people talking about the Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought all these books, and I was so excited because I like snow when you're young. You know, I got to think, oh, the snow, we're going to have snowy winters. And only we had a couple bad winters, because the jet stream, for some reason, was stuck in one position. But it went back to the normal 3 or 4 years later. So there was no Ice Age. And also...
Well, Fred, hang on a second. Before we move on, you are correct, because it was on April 28 of 1975, Newsweek published an article entitled "The Cooling World," and this article talked about how we're going into a global ice age. This was in 1975, and then just a few years later, we were completely wrong. Now it's going to be a global warming. So you're right. That's what we were told in the 70s.
I bought a book. They call it the CIA conspiracy, which is a bunch of bunk. Now you look. I kept it for this reason, and I told people, look at this. What happened here? Just don't believe this stuff. You know, I got some evidence. You know, about the warming, and you know, to show you don't believe that. You know, it's not going to happen. But also one more thing too. I tell people the Earth at one time the Earth was a lot warmer than it was. Well, how did it cool off? So some had a cause it to go to an ice age, right?
Oh, you know, it's because of all the people driving Priuses in the 1600s. That's what made it get cool really fast. That's what did it. Priuses in the 1600s.
That's right.
Hey, Fred, we're coming up here on a break. Okay. I got to get to one other caller. Hey, thanks for calling in on KMOX.
I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep listening. In the minute we have left, hey, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. What theory do they base these warming globalists, what are they... based their theory on, just because the Arctic ice is melting, or they just, or just extreme temperatures and variables that occurs that's been occurring for years and years. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I can answer that in the minute we have left, and that is that what you're seeing is people looking at current trends that have occurring over the last 10 or 15 years, and they're extrapolating that is causally related to human activity, because when this happened the last time, there wasn't humans around necessarily to measure it. You know, people were growing, the Vikings were growing grapes, and they had vineyards up in Greenland where it's still covered with ice today. They were doing that in the 1300s and 1400s. Why? Because it was warm then. But there weren't people out taking temperatures to track how the temperatures fluctuated over time. And so I think what you're going to see in the next few years is a debunking of this. Not that it's not getting warmer, because it clearly is, but the debunking will occur because there's no real evidence that it's the result of human activity. And that's why I wanted to have on Dr. Patrick Moore. Hey, what's on your mind? 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.